all the children to come forward.
We're actually going to all be children this morning. So I have a little interactive lesson this morning. So you guys need to listen to these directions. If you still have your palms, during the lesson today, anytime you hear the word celebrate or celebration, I want you to wave your palms. Okay, good job, celebrate. And then you put them down. All right, good job. You get a special one. Okay? All right. Okay, that's all right. Okay, all right, going a little practice here in this first paragraph, okay? I really enjoy a celebration. Don't you? What are some things that people like to celebrate? Nora, what are some things that people like to celebrate? Their birthdays. Good. Good. Anniversaries. Days off school. Summer vacation. Okay. We know. At sporting events. Okay. How do people celebrate? How do people celebrate? Spend time with family, they cheer, they do pom-poms at sporting events, they have those big ringing bell things, kettlebells that they ring, etc., etc. Well, one way people celebrate is by making a lot of noise, okay? This morning, we're going to have a celebration, okay? So let's celebrate that we're here to worship and praise Jesus this morning. Let's all give three cheers for Jesus by saying, hip, hip, hooray, three times. Okay, here we go. Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. Wow, you guys did a great job. And I think this is a good day for us to celebrate Jesus, because today is a very special day. It's Palm Sunday. It's a day when we remember how people celebrated when Jesus entered Jerusalem on a Sunday around 2,000 years ago. You may have already heard the story, but I'm going to tell it to you one more time. Okay? Jesus was walking with his disciples toward Jerusalem. As they came near to the city, Jesus told two of his disciples to go ahead into the town. He told them that they would see a young donkey tied there that had never been ridden before. Untie the donkey, he said, and bring it to me. If anyone asks you what you're doing, all you have to do is say, the Lord needs it. He'll send it back to you soon. The disciples did, of course, exactly what Jesus told them to do, and it happened just as he had told them. They found the young donkey, untied it, and started to lead it. Some men were standing nearby, and they said to the disciples, "Where are you taking that young donkey?" They told them what Jesus had said, and the men, of course, let them take the donkey. The disciples brought the young donkey back to Jesus and they put their coats on it to make a soft place for him to sit. As they made their way into the city of Jerusalem, people went ahead of Jesus shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Others started following them, and they also started shouting. All the while, people lined the streets cheering and waving palm branches. They were very easy for them to grab off the trees, and so they waved them much like we wave pom-poms. It was a wonderful celebration as people cheered loudly for Jesus. Just as those people celebrated 2,000 years ago, we have come here today to celebrate Jesus. What better day to do it than on a Palm Sunday? The Bible says, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Can we bow our heads and close our hands for a short prayer? Dear Jesus, we celebrate today just as those people celebrated in Jerusalem over 2,000 2,000 years ago. This is the day that you have made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name, all of God's children said, Amen.